Hello everyone, I'm just gonna go ahead and say I'm so sorry for not uploading as much as I used to. I've just been like super busy with school and life and my YouTube channel. And yeah, which, speaking of my YouTube channel, if you don't know already, I do have a YouTube channel. It's called Cal's Corner. If you look up Cal's Corner in like the YouTube search bar, it's one of the first ones that comes up. I think it's actually the first one that comes up. There are a couple other things named Cal's Corner, but you'll recognize it whenever you see mine. It has like 53 subscribers right now. I'm really working towards growing it so I can get monetized, which will take forever, but you know, whatever. One of my videos did already kind of like blow up overnight. Didn't get to like super high amounts of like views, but I mean, I wouldn't expect that, but it has over 1,000, and that all happened like overnight, so that was crazy awesome. And yeah, just go check it out. I do, at the moment, it's just random shorts and Minecraft YouTube content, so there will be more. There's like a couple vlogs, but please comment down below. Your only comment if you want to, just shorts ideas, like any ideas for shorts, because I want to make multiple shorts a day and one normal video a week, but I'm like, I have no idea for like shorts ideas and stuff. Yeah, anyway, basically I'm on Thanksgiving break and I thought I'd make an episode because Thanksgiving break is amazing. I've just literally been like, I've just been sitting at my desk I all day, and you may think, well, that's no better than school, but I've been watching YouTube and I've been eating food. I don't know, it's just been great. I called Lauren for a long time. I watched some as part of a stream from Philza, like, cause he's, I don't know if he's still alive, but, he was a while ago, and that was interesting. It was just his hardcore, world. Yeah, I've never actually watched Phil. Yeah, he's still doing it. Arette is also, and Katie, bro, the second I start doing something else, everyone else, like, is online. Anyway, yes. Anyway, oh, jeez, did that, like, break? No, it didn't break anything. I've gotten really far into the Dream SMP on YouTube, which I'm watching on Blueberry TV, if you don't know. Yeah, but it's like, I'm just gonna go on a rant here really quick. It is so hard being late to something, especially when it's as big as like the Dream SMP. Like, I would have loved this a couple years ago when it was going on, but like, I have really protective parents, and so me having YouTube right now is like massive. Like, that's crazy. I've been wanting YouTube since I was younger, and I've wanted to have a YouTube channel since I was younger, but I never was able to because I wasn't allowed. Now I'm allowed, and it's like the craziest thing in the world, because having protective parents, yeah. I just can't do a lot of the things, and it like, it sucks because like the Dream SMP fandom is like, I don't know, it just seems like this big empty void. Like, all the stuff, all the posts, everything that I see is like years old or months old or whatever, or it's just sad, like sad post about, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's ended. And then there's like the whole QSMP thing. One second, let me let Lola out. There you go. Which is so overwhelming. Like, I wouldn't have been able to watch the Dream SMP the way I am now if it was live. So I still wish I could have seen it, but at the same time, right now with the QSMP, it's so overwhelming with all the lore. I can't keep up with everything. And, like, I watched through the Purgatory event. And I did get to watch, like, the last 30 minutes of the finale. But that was interesting. Yeah, it's just so hard to keep up with everything. And I have a life, so I kind of can't watch every single stream. And so if I miss something, it makes me, like, feel super, like, oh my gosh, if I miss something, like, I'm so nervous and, like, anxiety. I don't know. I try not to care as much. But it's hard because I really love these things, and it's just difficult when it's live and like I can't watch every single stream. But yeah, it's fun. It's so fun. But I'm watching the Dream SMP with the filler and the plot, so it's taking me a long time to get through like the plot of the series because I'm watching it with filler. But the filler is also really hilarious and fun, and I don't really want to skip that just for the plot, so yeah. It's really good. Yeah, I haven't been reading as much lately other than, I guess I've read a couple Wattpad things, I guess, and we're not talking about what those are because I'm not getting back into Wattpad. Like, that is the most embarrassing thing ever. I can't believe I had Wattpad when I was younger. Like, man, I probably posted a bunch of trash. But anyway, yeah. I figured I would have so much to talk about since I haven't done one of these rambles episodes in so long. Oh, I've been playing guitar a lot lately. Someone asked if I was watching the QSMP. Answer to that obviously is yes. And someone asked if I was listening to Lovejoy. Yes, Lovejoy is amazing. I actually am learning Taunt. I'm not that good. My guitar is terrible. It is this tiny little training guitar. Half the strings are not the same material as the other ones. It sounds terrible. It just sounds terrible. It feels terrible. I got it for $12 at a thrift store, so I mean, what do you expect? But yeah, I also learned the Lammerberg anthem. Don't laugh at me, please. And I could sing it if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I sent a video of me singing it to Grace and Lauren, but no one else gets to hear that, I'm sorry. And anytime I sing it, I'm like, one day it'll get blown up, and I already know that, and I shouldn't know that, but yeah. I do know that it, I know too much for my own good about this, having, like, not ever watched it through all the way. I know all the things, and I really wish I didn't, because it would be so much better, but, yeah. I really want to sing, but I'm just too embarrassed to, so. Yeah. Oh, but I'm learning this riff for a Taunt. Yeah, but I can't do it fast enough. Like, it doesn't sound right if I do it faster. Like, it just doesn't. That's like, this is the right string. And then, I don't know if you can tell the difference. The first three are the, like, normal guitar material, and the other ones are, like, plastic-ish. I don't know how to explain it. They just sound more dull, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, it's just messed up. It's some old German guitar. Like, on the inside, all the words are in German. Special edition classic German, something instrument German. I can't read German. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest here. If it wasn't so, like, I guess, how do I explain this? Basically, one day, whenever I move out, I want to get, like, a nice gaming setup and stuff, because I love gaming, and I'm pretty good at editing, so I might want to do gaming on my YouTube channel whenever it gets to the point where I can, like, actually have, like, a computer and screen record on that and whatnot, because I can't play video games on my iPad right now because of my parents saying, like, we're not allowed to play on mobile devices, so we just play it on the Switch on the TV most of the time, which I have a world, and later. Anyway, yeah. There's so much going on in my brain right now. But, yeah, I want to get a nice gaming setup, like a nice PC and stuff. And, yeah, I don't remember where I was going with this. I was talking about my guitar. And then I was starting to talk about, streaming, right. But the thing is, when it comes to streaming, if I feel like it's really, like, not the safest place for, like, girls, in a way, because you get sexualized and there's, like, really disturbing, gross things that people can say. So, obviously, I'd, like, need moderators or whatever, but, I feel like streaming would be so fun, and I probably would enjoy it. But at the same time, it's live, and I feel like that would probably also make me, like, really nervous to do. But it would be fun. But it would also be weird and scary. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, but the Minecraft world. Basically, the other day, a week or two ago, I started a new Minecraft world. Survival, no cheats or anything on normal mode. So basically just your normal old Minecraft world. And ever since then, I've only died once. Well, no, I died another time, but I went back a save because my dog died. And then my dog died in the end anyway, after I built for so long that I couldn't go back. But yeah, basically, I have a nice house because my goal is not to defeat, like, the game. It's to just, like, get a bunch of resources and have a massive base or whatever. And I found this amazing, all these amazing cave systems, like the coolest things in the world. And it was so like beautiful and the music was playing and I found like abandoned mine shafts and it was a lush cave and there were axolotls and baby ones. And I know that's probably not how you say axolotls, axolotls, something. But I've gotten diamonds and I've got lots of gold and I've traded with like the hoglin thingies. Yeah. And I have a bunch of lapis and I haven't actually... Oh my gosh, I got enough diamond to make an enchantment table. I am so dumb. If we play Minecraft later, my siblings might even be playing it right now, then I need to make an enchantment table with the crying obsidian that I got from the hoglins, although I will need more lapis. So next time we need to get more lapis. Anyway, yeah. Dang, it's only been 10 minutes. Come on, man, I don't have that much to talk about right now. Wait, I have a sticky note under my desk? Oh, right. I was writing out, like... So, I might want to write fan fictions or whatever for, like, the Dream SMB, kind of like what Grace does. If you haven't already, go check out her YouTube channel. It's called RWG Edits. It is amazing. Her, like, I can't watch a lot of her stuff because there's, like, spoilers and whatnot, but I did watch it before I started watching, like, the Dream SMB and stuff, and I've watched her Star Wars ones. But, yeah, her link to her AO3... is also in Archive of Our Own or something like that. It's also in her YouTube's description, and that's where she posts all of her fan fictions and, like, writing and everything. And it is amazing. It is literally amazing. Please go check that out. She's awesome. You are awesome. Yeah. Anyway, I wrote down a scene that I thought would be fun to, like, write. It says, Tommy, Thunder, and Quaggity, and then in parentheses, the cartel. Chase after Tubbo and Fundy, who are touring the dock estates, and it becomes a boat chase in ravine dive with ravine diving. Lol, the cartel gives up. Then Fundy buys the estate XD blood contract. Episode 68, S1, season 1. And I stuck it under my desk because if like my siblings or my parents found it, they'd be like, "What the actual heck is that?" And I'd be like, "It's complicated." Yeah. Everything is complicated. My brain is a mess. Yes, but I actually haven't been writing at all lately. And oh my gosh, I stopped doing my bullet journal. What the heck is wrong with me? I just realized that I looked to the side and I saw it sitting on the ground. How long has it been? Shoot. Since the 12th. So literally a whole week. Oh my gosh. This is sad. Wow, I threw it and it landed like open with whatever. No one needs to know. No one cares. I'm just like looking around my room trying to figure out what to talk about. I posted this in my YouTube, like, community section. Let me find that. Actually, I don't think I can find it on my phone. Because I don't actually have the app, which really sucks. I only have the YouTube Studio app because my parents don't want me to get the actual YouTube app. It's complicated. But, I posted this in my shorts. The scene where Phil and Tubbo, and I hadn't seen their duel or anything. This is for the QSMP, by the way. I missed a lot the past couple days. And then I got to the finale. And I got in a little bit before, like, whenever they saw the eggs in the cages, and then all of a sudden, massive earthquake or whatever, and they only, what's his name? Dapper? Is that what it is? I don't know. They only were able to get one egg. And so they're, like, running back to the boat while all the, like, meteors are, like, going and whatnot, and, like, Tubbo and Filza are flying through the air, and Tubbo's like, it's so poetic, this is so poetic of an ending, don't you think it's so poetic? And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I can see the fan art coming. I can literally see it, I see it in my head, like, the colors, everything, but I can't draw what I see in my head, and then I get frustrated because it doesn't look right, and it looks like trash. So, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna look it up. Someone might have already drawn it, though, for real. I need to see. Let's see. Phil and Tubbo QSMP fan art. I don't know what to look up. Keywords, you know? No. Oh, that's so cute, though. It's just, it's not the purgatory. What the heck? Who the heck is that? Oh, it's Pack and Fit. They're so weird. Oh, that's so funny though. Taobao is a personality, that's for sure. Oh, that's so cute. Okay, not me just getting stuck, like, on Pinterest. I can't imagine how fun it would be to be, like, them. Anyway, okay, I don't see what I'm looking for. Oh, gosh. Anyway, putting the phone down now. Wait, do I have texts? My mind is, like, going off on, like, a... Yeah, I do. I can't answer those now, though. Oh, someone commented on my podcast. This is... Yeah, creeps are still a thing. Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. Yes. Art contest winners. Wait, what? Yay. I love it whenever new people find my podcast and they just go through all of the episodes and they, like, start commenting on all of them. It makes my day, for real. I used to hate that. And now I'm just saying it all the time, for real. It used to, like, tick me off whenever people would say that. Like, I'd be, like, pissed. And now, whenever I say it, I, like, oh, the days. Man, that's making me think back to, like, Alabama, when we would play, like, Minecraft till midnight. Shh! No one told you that. I'm joking. It felt like midnight. But yeah, that was back whenever I still talked to Olivia. Unimportant. Anyway. I think she was actually on my podcast a while back. Yeah, she was. Yeah. Anyway, I actually forgot I can start monetizing my podcast. Once I get my whole bank account and Etsy shop thing figured out, I'll start monetizing my podcast. Then I can start getting some money. I need money. Well, I guess I don't need money, but I would really love to get, like, a nice vlogging camera, and I want a laptop, too. Those both cost a lot. Like, the vlogging camera set that I saved for, like, later in my Amazon cart. Let me find it. It was, like, 800 bucks. Let's see. My Amazon cart right now is 2 Minecraft/DreamSMP pins, then a messenger bag, DreamSMP stickers, mushroom stickers, Lamberg flag, and then a bunch of, like, bubble mailers and stuff for my Etsy shop. Okay. It's a Canon EOS R50 content creator kit, and it comes with, like, the mic and the camera and this tripod and everything, and it's 800 bucks. And then I also have a Blue Yeti mic, which I need to send to my grandparents, because it's on sale right now, and they said they would buy it for me for my Christmas present. Yes. And then I also have a mic cover and a streaming setup thing that was just, like, a joke for me to save, because obviously I'm not ever going to be allowed to stream while I'm in the house, and I honestly don't think I would want to right now. But yeah, it's interesting. My camera roll is a mess right now. I have screenshots of Tallulah, a 12-minute screen recording of the QSMP finale, screenshots of comments that I need to answer. I can talk about that later. All of these just random pictures with, like, they're, like, thumbnails, and random pictures of just stuff that I added into, like, you know those, the POV me, like, just, like, scrapbooked type things on Pinterest that you find where it's all these different pictures of things that people love? Well, I made one of those. I'll make it this episode cover if I remember to. But yeah, that's basically what my camera roll is filled with. And pictures of my dog. Oh, Lauren just texted me. Lol, have you thought about it? What? You know, maybe I should call her and she could be on my podcast. Wanna call? I'm making a podcast and you can be on it for a few minutes. Lol. Anyway. Yeah. What do I talk about now? Okay, she just said sure. we'll have that to entertain you. Yeah, but for now, I'm just gonna play guitar. It doesn't sound right. I can, like, hear the other music and, like, I can hear it. Like, you know, all the different layers of the song, I can hear them while I play the guitar. Yeah. My fingers, my hands are small, okay? They're small. And I cannot do the, like, barring thing. Like, this is how it sounds if I try. What the heck? Okay, sorry. Whenever you called it, like, ended the recording, I was pretty much just freaking out about how I did a bar chord and it sounded right. Holy moly, Lauren! I'm doing it again! Oh, yeah, wait! Except that time it's all of them, Lauren. It's every single... Ah! Anyway, say hello. You sound so tired. Are you still in your pajamas?
Maybe.
Yes, you are. I can see it now. We called for like over an hour earlier. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm still wrapped up in my Bucky's
blanket. I still don't understand what's so amazing about Bucky's. Because I was like, I want to go in one. And my mom was like, no, they're too overwhelming. And I was like, come on, man. It's like the thing that everybody was talking about, like a year
ago. Wait, you've never been in a Bucky's?
No, I've never been in a Bucky's. We never went before.
Oh my gosh, you have to go in a Bucky's.
Well, maybe.
You live in Texas.
I know, I live in Texas. It's kind of obvious. I'm the one living here. But maybe whenever I'm going to Missouri for Thanksgiving, my grandparents will stop at one somehow. They seem like the type of people that would go in a Bucky's. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
So much fun. They have food. Their bathrooms are...
Oh, yes. It's got to be the bathrooms. The bathrooms is what everybody loves about Bucky's.
No. Okay. It's like a handicap stall. Like, each stall is like a handicap stall. Like, they're so big.
Interesting. I want to sing so bad right now, but I'm not putting that out on the internet.
Wrapped up in a
Bucky's blanket because I love Bucky's, and Bucky's is amazing, and I can't believe you've never been to Bucky's. Sorry.
I never
said
that.
Oh, hello there. Hello there, Kat.
Probably because you can't leave the house. But, you know.
I hate when my sweater gets, like, stuck on the end of my... guitar. This thing is gross. Like, you want an up close and personal tour of my guitar? Well, look.
Ew.
It's disgusting. It's got like the, I don't know, like where the it looks like dust, but it's not. It's just the color. It's like the color has been washed out on where like the strings are, and then there's dust everywhere that I can't get off, and there's just like, it's gross. It's so gross.
Ew.
The ukulele. Let's grab my ukulele. I think I've only ever played my ukulele and my guitar on my podcast. No, not guitar, piano. And this might be the first time I ever played guitar on my podcast. But yeah. My YouTube channel is not going to be as chaotic as this. There will not be chaotic videos where it's just me talking about stuff. So that's why I'm keeping my podcast, so I can just do stuff like this.
Ramble.
Yes, ramble. So it goes... G E, it goes G E G. G E G C D G, I think. So.
I haven't checked on my podcast in like weeks.
I feel like my podcast is kind of like dying ever since I stopped uploading like every day, you know? But I don't really care a ton. It's just like, eh.
Yeah, it's like I don't really really care.
I have my nice little community of people that, like, listen and comment and stuff. And, like, that's enough. Honestly, I don't care about growing it anymore.
Yeah, you don't care about stuff like the podcast back.
For real.
Okay, that.
Don't go too deep, because I don't want to get, like, backlash again and then, like, texting me for, like, again. So, like, don't go too deep if you're gonna talk about that, but, yeah.
But that, like, video that you sent me?
Yeah.
A while back, you remember that?
Yeah, wait, the edit?
Yeah.
The edit I made. I basically got the clip. What's the audio? What is the audio? Like, oh, the backstabber audio. Okay, I was being a little dramatic, okay? I was being just a little dramatic. And I got, like, a video of, like, it was my makeup routine video. Where I was like, and by the way, guys, I got invited to the podcast pack. And then I did, like, a little spin. Just like, I just spun around in excitement. And then it cut to me, like, if only I had known, basically. I was just like, how fun it was. Oh, my gosh, it was so fun.
But it was so funny when I saw that, because I hadn't seen that video, and so I was like, she's just holding a makeup brush.
It's spinning, like, around.
I was invited to the podcast pack.
And I am totally joining.
She's just like,
oh my gosh! Yay! It's so exciting! No. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real here. And go ahead and say, the podcast pack, ever since I left, did not post a single episode. Not a single episode. Like, I check on it, like, maybe once a month. And they haven't posted a single thing, haven't pinned a new comment. And then all the other podcasts, just a few of them, like, I'll see, like, oh, have they posted anything? Like, I'm not on bad terms with them, necessarily. So, like, I always want to see, like, how their podcasts are doing. But they've posted, like, maybe one or two episodes since then. I guess it just might be me, like, spamming episodes, but it's just so weird, like, after the drama and everything, they all just disappeared, kind of, I guess, but yeah. And
do you
then,
still text with any of them?
No, not even, like, not even Merida, who I was planning on talking to a little bit longer, but she then quit her podcast, and I was just like, maybe she just doesn't want to, like, do any of the podcast stuff in general. Then Georgia quit. So, like, all the podcasts I still was going to watch, other than, like, Sky's the Limit, Lauren's, of course, and a couple other ones that I like. Yeah, basically, they all quit, and I was just like, okay, we're just going to use Spotify for music now. I cannot wait for December whenever it shows you, like, the amount of times, like, you listen to songs, who was your top artist. I know Lovejoy, and I guess AJR, since I've been listening to their episodes on there. Episodes, wow. Podcast brain. Videos. YouTube brain. Music! Basically. Yeah, Lovejoy is gonna be, like, my number one. I love Lovejoy. You wouldn't like Lovejoy at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Guess who's in Lovejoy?
No.
I know my mom can just be like, oh, Wilbur, right? And I'll be like, yes, it is Wilbur. And she'll be like, of course it's Wilbur. Not for the reasons you guys are thinking in your brains right now. No. Anyway.
You should have me guess all of the characters' skins on your channel.
That was the most annoying video to edit, though, because it was so repetitive. I might just do it with you, like, screen recording and having you, like, just showing it at the same time, so I don't have to edit every single picture and, like, everything in, because that was the most annoying video to edit. But it is what got me, like, over 1,000 views, so. But then I did one of, wait, no, that's not the one that got me 1,000 views. It was my mom and you rating the their faces, basically.
Oh, yeah, I know we got a bunch of hate for that.
Yeah, we got someone that was just like, They're so sensitive about their looks. You have to stop. Your mom and your friend are wrong in the head. And I was like, well, they're not being mean about it.
It was so annoying when they were like, well, this is my opinion.
I was like, yeah, it is your opinion. You're welcome to have your opinion. But at the same time, stop arguing with us. No one ever said anything mean about Dream or Sapnap. I still love Dream despite everything that's been happening lately. Because I personally don't, I don't really feel like getting into all of that and then be like, oh, he did this, oh, he did that. I don't really, I'm just gonna ignore it, okay? I'll explain. Did I explain that to you?
Yes.
Okay, but, yeah.
You started to.
He was just accused of doing things that are not great, and I don't know who to believe, so I'm just staying in the middle, like, eh, I don't believe anything. Really, but yeah, I was just like, no one was saying anything mean. They just don't like how they look necessarily. I don't know, they just don't find them attractive. But everyone in this world will be like, well, we can't control who we love or who we don't love or whatever. And then I'll be like, so my mom not thinking someone's attractive is and being saying that in a respectful way for a video that is a joke is wrong. But yeah, it was all just a big joke, and some people got mad about it, but, you know. Then there were the people who were like, how the heck is, like, Sapnap not a 10? And I'd be like, yeah. Thank you for not arguing about it. But yeah. YouTube. I like YouTube, but I don't want to have, like, the wrong people watching my videos and whatnot.
No.
I don't know what to do for shorts anymore, though. Like, I think I was telling my listeners earlier about that. Do you have any ideas?
I don't know.
Unhelpful.
I want you to come to Florida.
I know you want me to come to Florida. I'm going to Missouri, though, and then my parents, my lucky parents, are going to back to Germany, which is no fair. I want to go back to Germany so bad. I miss Germany. Yeah. I kind of want to live in England. Did I ever tell you that?
Wait, what?
I kind of want to live in England.
Oh, I can't wait to go to England.
England is amazing. It is literally amazing. That and Ireland and Scotland, all, like, amazing. But can you, and you won't understand this, but can you imagine just going on a walk or going somewhere and then, oh, look, it's Tommy, or, oh, look, it's Wilbur, or something like that, you know? That's not the reason I want to move to England, though. Truly, it's not. I just, like, I love England, and everyone there speaks English, too, mostly. So, it's just so much better. The food is better. The scenery is better. Everything is better. The accents are better.
Yes.
Yes. I went and saw Hamilton there, so that just spikes up the rating. Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm playing with my cat.
Yeah, I just see the ceiling.
Well, I just see the ceiling on yours.
Well, because I have to, like, have it where the mic is facing the other mic. Here, you can look at the iPad.
Or here. Your face over there.
Hello.
Hello.
Anyway.
Yeah, look at this little boy.
He's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so,
tomorrow I leave to go down to Gainesville for Thanksgiving.
Fine.
Yeah, 5 hours in the car.
Just do what I did and watch YouTube the whole time, or anything else, because you can't watch YouTube, so watch whatever you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, last time I was in a car.
I'll probably watch something, of course, text you.
Come on!
Chick-fil-A!
Yummy! We had Chick-fil-A for breakfast the other day. Like, my parents went out and then they came back with Chick-fil-A. No warning or anything. And then we had pizza. We had Domino's pizza last night. Man, being able to eat out was amazing.
Yeah, I've had Whataburger.
My mom brought back literally just one Whataburger cinnamon roll earlier today. And she was like, you guys can have one bite. And we're like, you eat that in front of our face. How dare you? But I mean, we also did have like a Domino's brookie, so. Yeah.
When I was coming back from the hospital, like Wednesday night, I believe.
Yeah.
And on like Thursday, no, not Thursday night, like Friday night.
Everyone's gonna be like, everyone's gonna be like, oh my gosh, she went to the hospital. Is she okay? She was just sick.
Yeah, I was sick and I needed a school note.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went to get tested.
Yeah. There you go.
And it turned out I had the flu.
But she's almost completely better now. She just...
I am completely better now.
Well, I mean, you still have a cough.
Yeah, which, I have a cough, but that doesn't
mean you're sick, but you still have a cough.
Healed my sickness.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Look what I found in my drawer the other day. My old Apple Watch. It's actually not that old. It's like a year old. I just haven't been using it for, like, ever since we got to Texas. I haven't used it at all because someone stole my watch charger. And I just haven't. I've been too lazy to go and find it. Oh, look what I have. Glasses.
Oh, my gosh. My glasses are, like...
Please tell me that didn't break. Okay, it didn't break. I just, like, launched a claw clip across the room when I was trying to take it out of my hair.
My glasses are, like, down there. There's, like, a bag. See, you can see, like, the handle. See?
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
A little gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's down in there in my glasses case.
Look at my plant.
One second, I'll be right back.
But my plants! She leaves and she doesn't look at my beautiful aquarium plant that I had to get for science. I need to name it. Because I'm keeping it as long as it's alive because it's very cute. Yeah, it's just in a bag of water right now. Mm-hmm. It's just in a bowl on my dresser, chilling all day. I watered my actual plant today, too, because I hadn't done that in, like, forever. Yeah. I don't know why I'm talking like I'm entertaining you guys while she's gone, because I'm the one that has, I'm the one that's doing the podcast. Like, come on. But I don't know why, but whenever she left, it just made me think of Tubbo in the boat. Him entertaining Tommy's viewers when Tommy left. That is just, I don't know why. It just lives rent free in my brain. You spin me. Okay, I think I'm gonna end this podcast episode because I'm going crazy. And yeah, whenever she gets back, we'll get there eventually. Elevator music, huh? Is she coming or no? Yeah. Anyway. A song, but I can't write a song at the same time because I can't figure out how to write a song and I can't figure out the words. So So it's just, it's like one day I'll wake up and I'll be like, I'm going to write a song today. And then I'm like, no, I'm not, because I don't want to write a song about what people would expect me to write a song about, which is love. I do not want to write a love song. No, thank you. I am not doing that. And please don't write a love song. Please. I'm begging you. No. But just because I would probably just go like scream into a pillow and die. Still, I don't know why. Not die of happiness, though. I would just be like, I don't know why. Anyway, hello.
Oh.
Hi. Hello.
Mom said I can't pack these.
Why?
Because they won't pack.
They won't. The clothes?
They're like this recycled material. And so they're not like jeans. Like there's some other material that doesn't do well.
What do you mean?
It doesn't fold properly and it doesn't string now. It gets really wrinkly easily. And my mom's like, you put paper.
Weird. That is weird. Okay. Well, I was planning on ending the episode whenever you got here, because it's already at, like, 40 minutes. So, it was just me rambling on and on and playing the guitar and talking about things. Yeah. So, okay. You can say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wonderful. Okay. Goodbye, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you didn't, well, go away, because this is how my podcast is. And... yeah, I feel like I'm really extroverted right now. Do you know what I mean? Do you see it?
Yeah.
I think I'm an ambivert instead of an introvert, because I can get a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Go check out my YouTube channel. I'm probably going to post a short in a little bit, because I'm going to brainstorm with Lauren. Yeah.